And now, Spirit Broadcast brings you Daybreak with Linda Dillon.
Hi there. I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love, and welcome to Daybreak. I had a great question this week from a dear friend, Judy, about our bubbles and reinforcing them and the importance of doing that. Now, Judy and I go way back to the early days of my working with the Council of Love. Judy has supported me. Heck, she's even housed and fed me and taken care of me when I was awaiting back surgery, for which I am eternally grateful. So when Judy poses a question, I know from years of experience that the council doesn't have a mighty angel pose a question unless there's a bigger issue going on. What was interesting was that hot on the heels of Judy's question was a long channeling with Gaia around the divine engineering of our bodies, of our physical selves, and certainly our esoteric selves. So, okay, I get it. I can listen. Sometimes we get so caught up in learning and expanding our understandings that we forget the fundamentals. And that most certainly is the case here. So today, I want to talk to you about our bubbles. This is one of the earliest teachings of the Council. Bubbles are way more than just a tool. They are a go-to. They are essential equipment. Let me explain. And empaths, listen up, because this is essential equipment for you. Now, when I first started channeling, and I was still straddling worlds, the corporate world, my home world, my spiritual world, I would often feel exhausted and drained. And it wasn't just about learning to hold and channel higher frequencies. It was about assuming other people's energies, and often, in some cases, being vamped. Now, I have always been empathic, and I've shared here before on Daybreak that when I channel, I feel, I hear, I see everything. What the client is experiencing, what the angel or the entity that's channeling is expressing and experiencing, even what the person being discussed or asked about is thinking and feeling and experiencing. Heck, no wonders it felt overwhelming. And that's when the council, and for me specifically, my go-to gal, Gabby, Archangel Gabrielle, started talking about bubbles. Now, some of you who have studied 13th octave Lahochi, think of this as your Seal of Solomon. Some of you tend to think of it as your shields. But I want, no, I'm also being guided, to keep this conversation really simple and straightforward. Now, each of us has a beautiful bubble, a sphere that surrounds us and that we not only operate from, but that we need, note need, to keep intact at all times. Our bubbles are spacious and they grow or contract depending on what's going on with us or in our world. These glistening bubbles contain, and yes, protect, but they contain all of our fields, mental, emotional, causal, astral, etc. And that's why they're big, spacious enough for us to move about comfortably and maneuver throughout the universe. I mean, they are this wonderful vehicle. Now, although our bubbles are clear, they shine and they glisten. Yes, just like when we were kids blowing bubbles, They sparkle, primarily with our soul colors. So, for example, my bubble, when it catches the light in a certain way, shimmers with an array of blues and lavenders, and sometimes with a tinge of pink. On a subtle level, it's a way of informing those I encounter who I am and what I'm about. Now, these orb bubbles are divinely designed, and they're not meant to be messed with. It's how we stay integrated, balanced, and whole. You know the damage that is caused if you pop a bubble. Well, think about it. It's important also to note that these orbs, circles, are unified wholes. They're not intended to be segmented or carry sacred symbols separate from the orb. They're intended to be entirely integrated, but they are permeable. They are penetrable. Energy flows in and out of our bubbles the same way light travels in and out of one of those bubbles that we blew as kids. Now, how we work with our bubbles, and this is a fundamental part of sacred self-energy maintenance, is through intent, awareness, and even a certain degree of vigilance. What you need to do is to intend and declare to yourself, to your guides, to your guardian angels, to your circle, to the universe, is that anything that is not of love is not permitted entry into your bubble. Full stop, no exceptions. Your love, your heart, spirit, essence, can and does flow freely out, traveling outwards of your bubble. It's how we do our work. And it's how we simply interact with one another. Similarly, at the same time, you are intending and declaring and telling your team that love is welcome to come within, given a free rite of passage to come on into your bubble. If it's love, it's welcome. But everything else bounces off and is returned to sender. So if the energy being directed to you is negative or malign or simply low, sad, compromised, confused, it's returned to the sender, and they learn from that. Let me be so clear. Absorbing is not and has never been our job. We can't function as the mother's agents and angels of change if we're depleted. It's more than enough just dealing with our own stuff, with our own journey. Keeping our bubbles not only intact, but bright and shiny, is part of our everyday spiritual maintenance. And I suggest, and the council suggests, which is way more important, is that we do this several times a day. And that's especially true if you're feeling depleted or cloudy or even out of sorts. Make it a regular practice until it becomes second nature. You wouldn't brush your teeth or shower or wash your hands one day and then simply say, okay, that's it, I'm done. No, you'd be filthy and you'd know it. You know, I've had some folks over the years say that they don't want their bubbles, they don't need their bubbles, that they feel it creates a false sense of separation. To which I respond, have you ever had someone invade your sacred personal space, come too close, breathe all over you? Not nice. And yes, I know all about cultural differentiation around personal space. But you know full well what I'm talking about when you feel invaded. So staying in your bubble is not only about maintaining good spiritual hygiene, it's also about how to respect, how we demonstrate our respect to others and keep drama to a minimum. And this is especially true as we individually and collectively are moving into a higher realm of unity consciousness. It's us being respectful of boundaries, our own and others. Now, lastly, what do you do if you find out that your bubble is torn or rented or compromised? Not to worry. That's one of the reasons we have this huge circle of unseen friends. What you do is you intend it to be repaired. You give your friends a chance to repair it. You ask for help. The Halion engineers are particularly really good at this. They're architects, engineers, construction crew. You go and you get an energy healing. Open up all the stops. And then stand back. Retreat a little. And depending on how severe the tear is, maybe you retreat a lot. Until you feel, perceive, understand that your bubble is in tip-top, twinkling shape again. I hope this is helpful. I think it's a good reminder for all of us sometimes to go back and remember what our essential structure is and how we operate. So thanks for listening. Until the next time, from my heart to yours, all my love. Bye for now. Thank you.